Good afternoon, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, what a come-from-behind victory against the Pittsburgh Penguins this afternoon. Unfortunately, I was working, so I didn't get to watch most of the game, but I had my last five-minute break at the end, so I did turn it on to watch the last 5 minutes. And one of the cool storylines in this game is that the Pittsburgh Penguins were on a 10-game winning streak. And we're the ones that stopped that 10-game winning streak. You know, I feel like it's possible that we're about to go on a serious run right now. Yesterday's game, we played against Florida. And Florida was supposed to be like this elite team and everything. 2 days ago we played against Florida. And it was just one of those things where, you know, these are two very top teams in the NHL, and we beat them both. We beat Florida on Thursday in a shootout, and we came from behind and battled in that game. And then we beat Pittsburgh today 3-2 in regulation. We play St. Louis tomorrow. There's going to be a lot of hockey played in a very compressed way in the next few months due to the fact that we are out for 17 days and we hadn't played a lot of hockey in a while. But the good news is the first two games out the bend, we've actually got two wins. We got 4 points out of it. That's a very good sign. And before the break happened, we'd beat the Minnesota Wild 7-2, and so it's been nothing but positive for the Dallas Stars, even though we had a little bit of a break due to some COVID-related situations. So let's see how we do on Sunday. We got to play St. Louis. It's our division. We got to go on the road. It looks pretty good. Now, there's something that I do want to discuss. I saw rumors today that John Klingberg was talking about wanting to get traded. And I'm going to say something right now. This is just my opinion. For those people that are probably kind of downing him right now, you know, I think this guy is underappreciated for how really good he is. And what I'm hoping is that we can get a good deal for him, because the guy is phenomenal with the puck, with the distribution of the puck. His penalty minutes, his penalty killing minutes are phenomenal. He's just a very big part of this hockey club. And so I can understand his frustration a little bit. And I just hope that we find a way to keep him, because I do believe that John Klingberg is a part of this team, and he's a part of the team that can help us win a Stanley Cup. He's one of those gritty guys that can score goals, but he's also one of those defensemen that can get the puck out quickly, and he's a guy that is just, I think, a part of the nucleus of this team. So I just want to throw that out there, because I was reading some things on social media today, and it was starting to kind of frustrate me a bit, because I do believe this is a guy that deserves a good deal and deserves to be appreciated for the hard work and effort that he puts in this team. So for him to be asking possibly for a trade out of frustration, I'm this is one of the few times that you'll hear me say that I am absolutely okay with that. That he's, you know, able to do a job that he needs to be appreciated for. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I'm so grateful for the last two wins. Let's go beat St. Louis tomorrow in the afternoon. Go Stars.